Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Amy Kite is a realtor, and you're going to hear us talk to some of our sponsors about some of the ways they are adapting. As much as we are interested in the way your business is running, people have been calling in saying, hey, here's what I'm doing, or we're still open, or we're closed brick and mortar, but here's how we're servicing our customers. And one of them that I noticed was doing something different and clever was Amy Kite, the realtor whose commercials you've heard on WGN Radio before. Hey, Amy, it's John. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. I'm great. How are you?
Good. It's Amy Kite of, and then give me the name of the real estate company.
Keller Williams Infinity.
Keller Williams Realty Infinity. And I just saw this, I forget where it was in the office on Friday, that as much as people want to do open houses, of course, that seems to be the least logical thing right now. You don't want strangers coming into your home. So you guys are doing what to get around that?
So we're doing, we've got the Matterport 3D tour that we are using for open houses and for showings. So what that is it's a technology that we own the camera, and the camera literally takes a 3D tour of the house. So one of the aspects of it is you can look at it like a dollhouse, so you can spin it around on your computer or your phone, and you can physically look at the three-dimensional tour, and then you can go directly inside the house, and you can walk from room to room. You can look down and see the floor. You can look up and see the ceiling. You see everything, and it's not manipulated. Like, you know, sometimes pictures can, you can use a wide-angle lens, and all of a sudden the room looks bigger than reality. The 3D tour is 100% reality. You can see out the window, so you can see exactly what you see if you were standing in that house. So they're fantastic opportunities to view homes without ever having to step foot in a home.
You know, when I look at homes online, I'm able to do that sort of Google tour on the outside, right? You can go up and down the street, but you can get to the door and you can't go in. Now you can go inside with this technology.
Correct. So we do this on the vast majority of our listings, and we're literally telling people right now, before you schedule a showing, because we still are considered essential and people can still view houses, you can still buy a house, we're telling the agents, please have your client view the 3D walkthrough, the Matterport tour, before going to the house, because, you know, if it doesn't work, if the floor plan doesn't work, then don't come in, right? Because we're exposing people every day, and we want to limit that as much as possible.
Oh, but that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. So real estate, think about that. If some people have to move, not out of, you know, whim, sometimes your job is moved or your family has changed and you have to move now. And if you're one of those people, well, shoot, what are you going to do? I could actually still have an open house, Amy, a physical open house?
You could do a virtual open house.
But I mean, I could still have a showing, a physical showing to prospective buyers.
100%. We still are considered essential, and so you can still do showings, and you can still buy houses. We put 10 under contract last week. We have 4 offers we're negotiating right now, so we're still selling houses. And, John, that brings me to, I actually had a client yesterday who I did a FaceTime listing appointment with, because they were in a group that 2 weeks ago had 7 people come up positive for coronavirus. So they said, you know what, we don't want you in the house, and I appreciate the fact that they were worried. So we did a FaceTime tour. They physically have to move to LA. New job starts June 6th.
Right.
And we have to get this house listed, so we are moving forward. We did everything via computer. The only thing will be we will have to get a photographer in there. But by then, they will, you know, they'll have been through this, quarantined long enough that they'll know they're fine.
Does the, when I do the virtual tour, does it have Zoom capability?
You physically walk. So, I mean, you don't need to Zoom anywhere. And I can tell you that if there is an issue with the wall, you physically see it.
That's
I can show
thinking.
You on.
Yeah.
You can see everything. There's nothing that's hidden in these. You know, and that's why I tell people you've got to get your house in great condition prior to this, because nothing will hide in it. I can see,
yeah.
I can see if you've got stuff hidden behind your couch. I can see everything in this tour. So,
well, you know, now that you mention it, how many times have you walked through a house, then you get home and you go, which one was that? Or, shoot, I didn't look at the baseboards, which is my bugaboo. I'm a big baseboard guy. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if, because anyway, that's my thing. Well, now I can just go back and look all day. I can really analyze that property, can't I?
Absolutely, yes. You can look at it as many times as you want, John, without having to leave your house.
Would you say that the virus, this current market then, has favored one side or the other, the buyer or the seller?
I would tell you the interest rates favored the seller, and the virus may end up favoring the buyer.
Yeah, right.
You do realize, here's the misnomer that I think a lot of people misunderstand, too, is interest rates, yes, 2-3 weeks ago were down to, you know, less than 3%. Today, they're up at 5%. So we're having an issue where people who were pre-approved 2 or 3 weeks ago now actually are approved for 20% less in purchase price. So the market changed very quickly these last 2.5 weeks.
And I guess everybody gets to decide if that's good enough for them or not. But it seems to me like if the interest rates have gone up to 4 or 5, that's still a pretty good rate. If the purchase price has gone down because there's just fewer people out there right now, in general, I would say this is a good time to buy.
Correct. I would think that that's probably what we're going to find, is this is going to be a good time to buy.
Yeah, yeah. Amy Kite, what's the website for you if folks want to find you and this technology, Amy?
AmyWillSellYourHome.com.
That's right. Amy will, you need to get a new URL. Amy will still sell your home.
There you go.
Amy, and one more time, it's AmyWillSellYourHome.com?
Correct.
All right, Amy. Good to hear your voice. Stay well.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for your time. You betcha.